What's up, everybody? You're now tuned into the Don't Click Comments, where we talk about bullying, and we want to encourage you on tips, teachings, and testimonies on how you can overcome and believe in yourself that bullying is not right and you're not alone. Stay tuned as we discuss some topics that deal with bullying. Is the views worth it? Is the views worth it? To some, the answer is yes. The key word in this topic is worth. Worth. Worth can be defined as to have value. To have value. Some people seek value in the views. That's right, in the views. And therefore, it has worth. But at what cost is the question? To obtain that value, are some willing to disvalue others in their lives and in their lives as well? For an example, respect. Are you willing to lose integrity? Are you willing to lose morals, ethics, principles, and beliefs? Is the views worth losing these things? Again, the answer is yes. For some, though. Here's why. When we do not have a firm foundation of who we are, we go through three things for temporary satisfaction. Number one, attention. Number two, identity. Number three, addiction. What's the point? The satisfaction of attention not only becomes addicting, but also becomes an identifier of who you are. It becomes an identifier of who you are. So again, so is the views worth it? To some, the answer is yes. So a question on the table comes from Matthew 16, 26. And it says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world but lose his soul? In other words, it profits him attention. Someone say attention. It profits him attention in exchange for the respect, the integrity, the morals, ethics, principles, and once again, their beliefs. And with that exchange, however, it comes weariness, which means you get tired. But watch this. But addicts, at the same time, has to be constantly consuming their attention because they're addicted to keep up with that identity that was not meant to be obtained. In other words, when you exchange for those type of morals and those ethics to get attention, you have to be constantly getting it because there's now an addiction to get the attention. And with that addiction and with the attention, you somehow develop in your mind that this is your identity. And when integrity, beliefs, and even respect is thrown out the window because of no boundaries, the negative and consequences of the inappropriate element comes into your life only to destroy or to damage you. You cannot avoid negative consequences or inappropriate elements from entering into your life if you put your integrity, beliefs, and respect aside. It's impossible, it's inevitable, and it will come a time where destruction and damage will enter into your life. Now, with all that negativity, what is the solution? I got three words for you. Communicate, celebrate, and designate. I'm going to say those again. Communicate, celebrate, and designate. Let's go back to communicate. Communicate. Identify the issue. We must identify the issue. We must be able to talk about what's the problem. Why are you seeking this attention? Look at what you're doing to get this attention. Look at the damage that it's causing. Look at the behavior that you are now creating because of this attention. This isn't an issue. We need to identify and address that issue. If you have a loved one, it's okay in love to communicate about this issue. Bring it to their attention. Bring it to their awareness. Number two, after you communicate the issue, you want to celebrate. That's right, I said celebrate. You want to encourage them. You don't want to just talk about the problem without solutions. You want to celebrate them. Highlight their strengths. Let them know what they're good at. Let them know what you see them doing that is positive. Speak of those things. Speak life into them. Encourage them. Remind them of the good things that they have achieved, that they have done in their strengths. Celebrate them. Once you identify the issue, you want to turn their eyes and their thoughts on their strengths, on things that are positive, that they're good at. So it leads us to number three, designate. Direct them towards purpose. Encourage them, especially if they're children, encourage them in something that they're good at that is positive, like sports, hobbies, habits. Encourage them in serving. Things that they're great at, but giving them a designation towards it that will give them a sense of purpose, a sense of peace, without violating their respect, without violating their integrity or their morals or their beliefs. It's more of directing them with number two, the highlights of their strength. You want to celebrate their strength, and you want to direct that strength into something purposeful that is not negative. But it starts with you communicating with them with number one about the issue of getting views or getting attention or seeking attention for all the wrong reasons, because that is not their identity, that is not their purpose, and that is not who they were called to be. In conclusion, is it worth the views? The answer is no, of course it's not. But to some, the answer is yes. So let's help them by communicating, celebrating, and designating them towards their purpose. This is Roshan Lindsay. You are tuning into the Don't Click Comments. And we want to always encourage you that you're not alone if you're being bullied. And those who are doing the bullying, we want to encourage you to love those around you. Be kind to those around you. Because at the same time, you're not alone as well. And there's other ways for you to receive the love, the compassion, and the attention that maybe you need. And there's healing also for you as well if you're hurting. Peace. God bless.